The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph discusses someone who is critically ill. So, Machlianoso Hakal Hakal, the one who eats, one who is seriously ill, you give them the food with the least severe onesh, penalty. In other words, some foods are biblical, some are rabbinical. Even within biblical, you have stricter punishments and lighter ones. So whatever the foods are, so for example, let's say Shemitah is only an aseh versus like eating tevel. It's misa b'dei shamayim. So whatever the details are, you have to give a kal kal tchila. It's like also as well, the Gemara in Pei Beis Amud Aleph talks about by feeding a pregnant woman on Yom Kippur, we still try to give her at first the small amount first. So the Rush quoting the Gemara in Croesus on Daf Yud Gimel. So the Rush points out that you try to do a kal kal tchila. So first you try to give her a little, but you don't. But then you work yourself up in stages. You don't just try to give a little. If that doesn't work, you give everything. You should try pachas makas mikashir in order to minimize the transgression, of course, where there won't be any danger. Ah, you'll tell me, how does that help? As we know, Rav Yochanan, the way we pass, can chati shir asa minat Torah, but since it doesn't have the onesh, so we consider it as it's less serious than avera than eating it tokedei achilas pras. And so too, the Rush says it all applies to any chola, any serious one. Yeah, on Yom Kippur, you should feed a kal kal tchila. So the kasha is the sefer hachinoch. So it's the sefer hachinoch in mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel points out that a big chiddush, or it seems to be, we'll see how big of a chiddush it is, but he writes, a sick person who feels weak on Yom Kippur, you could feed him pachas mikashir, even if it's not a chola sheyesh bo sakana. So it's mashma from the sefer achinach, that even though there's no sakana, you're allowed to feed the person pachas mikashir. So the minchas chinach on the spot argues with the Sefer Achinoch, what are you talking about? Eating less than a shear on Yom Kippur, it's still a chasi shear asam in a Torah. So for a cholish ain't bo sakana, you're not allowed to, if it's a cholish ain't bo sakana, you can't violate an issa d'oraisa. That's a huter issa chasi shear with cholish ain't bo sakana. So what do you mean? So there's a famous Briska Rav, the Briska Rav in Hilchos Shrisas are at the end, you know, Yom Kippur. He writes, and he gives a pshat to defend the Sefer HaChinuch, and he says, because there are different levels of sick people. There's someone who's a Cholish HaYish Bo Sakana right now. There's someone who's a cholish ain bo sakana, but if he doesn't eat or if he doesn't take whatever has to be taken, he could lead to a cholish ain bo sakana. And then there's a cholish ain bo sakana where there's no danger at all. So he says, clearly the Sefer HaChinuch is not referring to the third category. If there's no danger at all, you can't violate an issa d'oraisa. He's talking about a cholish ain bo sakana in category B. If by not feeding him, he'll develop a dangerous issa. Danger, and therefore you feed him pachas mikshir, and the stay chemed, and others go into this as well. He explains that the hachinach airi v'cholish sheyesh v'chosh yistaken im wal yocha, and that's how other people as well learn the sefer hachinach. So clearly, as well, then. So what does he do then? So what's the difference? There's no difference between category 1 and category 2. So the Briska Rav explains in the name of his father, Rav Chaim, and Rav Salavitchik always quoted this as well, that someone who's in category number one, don't worry about Shiurim. As the Magad, based on the Magad Mishnah in Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid, that you do Oten Kol Sarchav. It's based on the Magad Mishnah that one may violate Shabbos to provide a sick person with anything that will make him more comfortable, even if it's not essential for his survival, for his life. Kol Rasvir Lei Magad Mishnah to be Kuach Hutra. Once it's mutter, you could do everything. We'll call Dvarov. And that's why even Becholet She'in Bo Sakana Machino So Pachas Makas Begishir. So that's what they point out, that someone, so again, to the three, to the one who's just a Cholet She'in Bo Sakana, so obviously you can't give him a Chatzi Shir if nothing's going to happen, because it's an Issa Daraisa, but there's no Sakana. But with what category number two is what the Sefer Achinach is talking about, a Chol Eshe Ein Bo Sakana, who will become a Chol Eshe Yesh Bo Sakana, then you let your feet Pachas Makas Begishir. And Rav Chaim, based on the Magad Mishnah, says someone who's a Chol Eshe Yesh Bo Sakana now, you could throw the Shirim out the window, you feed him regularly. That being said, the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chav Ches points out that Rov Rishonim Acholek on the Magid Mishnah. The Asur Asos V'Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana Eladvarim Sheyesh B'Niya Sakana. That even most disagree with the Magid Mishnah. Even in the case of Acholek Sheyesh Bo Sakana, it's still Pachas Makas Mikashir. So we see from the Gemara in Yuma Pei Gimel about Misha Aksa Bumet, that someone who's a critical illness is taken, he has to eat something which is Aser. So we do Pachas Mikashir. That's what the Rush points out by a pregnant woman. And that's what they point out by a Chola on Yom Kippur. And say, Fachinach seems to write a Chiddush, a Chola Shein Bosa Kanak, Pachas Mikashir. And that's what the Menches Chinach says, what is he talking about? To the famous Briska Rav, Rav Chaim, that there are three levels, not two, and therefore the second level is only a Chol Eshe Ein Bo Sakana who potentially can become one, then you feed them. But a Chol Eshe Yesh Bo Sakana, right now, you can eat them regularly. Most disagree with the Magad Mishnah and say even a Chol Eshe Yesh Bo Sakana, you should feed Pachas Makas. They seem that assume a Chol Eshe Ein Bo Sakana who doesn't eat becomes a Chol Eshe Yesh. I would assume that all of you agree then that you could serve on Shiurim.